Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Aleph Omud Beis. In the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, we're in the middle of Simen Kufnen Nun Dalad, which we started last time, Dine Tashmish Kedusha V'Neiros Pesach Knesses. I unfortunately have just come out of Shiva for my mother, my holy mother, Chana Bas Meir Avram, and Harini Kaporos Mishkova, and all of the Shirim are going to say from now on, going forward for this year, should be said Le'ilu Nishmas. I won't mention it every day, but it should be a zuchus for her holy neshama. She was a Holocaust survivor and a wonderful mother, and Mirtz Hashem, this should be an aliyah for her and holy neshama. So we're beginning in the middle of Siv Gimel. We spoke last time on the beginning of Siv Gimel, which dealt with various items that are Tashmishei Kedusha. Just to remind ourselves, Tashmishei Kedusha are items that are serving the actual Kiddush itself. So it would be the thing that the tefillin are wrapped in. That's Tashmishei Kiddusha. They're wrapped around serving the Kiddusha itself. As opposed to, let's say, you put a talis in the bag, so that's called Tashmishei Mitzvah. The bag is serving a mitzvah, but not something that intrinsically is Kiddusha itself. So all of these items that we began talking about at the beginning of Sif Gimel, we'll read them real quickly again, Atik Shel Svarim and Mezuzos, Ritzuos Tefillin, all these things that we talked about, last time all of them had the status of being Kiddusha, and therefore when they're worn out, you have to go and hide them away. You can't use them for some other purpose, a secular purpose, and certainly not for a disparaging purpose. So we continue the very first words of Mem Aleph Omid Beis at the very top, continuing in the Mechaber. He says also, V'argaz shenostin bosefer Torah chumash, the Aron Kodesh, the container, the chest that you go put a Sefer Torah in, or a Chumash, i.e. a single volume of a Sefer Torah. They used to write on cloth as the regular full Sefer Torah, a full Sefer Torah, but they would also write sometimes just a fifth of the Sefer Torah, Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Shemos, etc. So these items that they're being stored in, the Sefer Torah and the Chumash are being stored in some sort of an Aron Kodesh, so it has a status also of being Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, Myri Shehuchan Lekach, it was specifically made for this. V'afilu Madayin Lo Nosan Borak Pamechod, and as long as it's used even only one time, so then it's called already Tashmishei Kedusha. Or Oshalochan Mitvila Lekach, or even if it was made originally for a chest for some other purpose, it never was used for a secular purpose maybe, but it was made for a secular purpose. Achsherog Yelitain Shom B'Kvias, but now you put the Sefer Torah there all the time, on a regular basis. So that also creates it as being a Tashmish Kedusha. Kamkin Niskadish Hayadezeh, it became sanctified via this practice. Kanil B'Simin Min Beis, we already learned in Simin Min Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sivkot and Tes, and in Sivkot and Chav Dalet, and Ayin Shami says, go back and remind ourselves by looking over there. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Tes explain Shenosubel Sefer Torah. You put the Sefer Torah inside this Aron. Kamash one, the Mechaber is coming to teach us the low name. We shouldn't say the Lishmiru be Alma of it, Vilola Kovod. It's just there for protection. It's not there for Kovod. Don't say that. The Ein Ala Aga Shem Tashmisha Kedusha. You might have thought that the Aron shouldn't have the Shem of Tashmisha Kedusha. So the Mechaber comes, Kamash one, to teach us that it does in fact have the status of Tashmisha Kedusha. V'osan Tevos Hamiyuchados Lasum Shom Svarim Shalanu, and the chest that we put our Svarim into, Shasvarim Uchusim Miniyar Uba'aro Bekrashim, and the Svarim are already covered with covers of cloth or paper or of some sort of a wooden board. These are called Mikri Ateva Tashmish to Tashmish. So then the Aron that we put these Svarim into is a Tashmish of the Tashmish, because they already have a Tashmish Kedusha in the covering that's wrapped around the Svarim. And he says, therefore, they don't have the same Kedusha as the Tashmish Kedusha. They have a lower level Kedusha, which we'll talk about momentarily. Dishu foot number 11 says, what is the status of our Svarim, by the way, today, our published Svarim? So he says, he brings down that we've already learned previously in Simen Mem, Shemikol Mokum Yeshman Kedusha. They may not have the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, but they do have Kedusha to them. And he brings down from the Taz in Yeridea, Shekola Meika, B'Kedusha Svarim Hanedfasim, Osid Litin Esadin. Even though our published printed Svarim don't have the same Kedusha as the Sefer Torah, certainly, but one who's Meikel and their Kedusha is going to have to pay for this in the time of the Yom Hadin. Kivin Shadofus Heve Kimo Kesiva, because our printing has a certain status like it's being written out as well. He further brings down from Rav Yashe Zatzal and Libodu Mechaim Lechaim, from Nissen Karolich Shlita, that our printing today may be different than the printing in the time of the Taz. He says, we certainly, even though we may have electronic types of printing today, we certainly have to be Noe Kedusha with the Svarim that we have today, and Chalila, Linhog Behem Minhog Bizoyin. One should certainly never treat them lightly or not treat them with utmost respect and Kedusha. The issue footnote number 12 points out that even though we just said that the Svarim Shrank, or some sort of a ark that we put our published Svarim into today, so even though some of them may not have covers on them, so it's really no longer Tashmish to Tashmish, but since the majority obviously do have covers on them, they're all still considered Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha. Now we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he writes, "V'afte beg argas shenos nivo sefer Torah, kaimelon dafilu sefer Torah munachas betik afilu hochi hevi argas tishmisha kedusha." He says, even though our sefer Torah do have a mantle on them, so one might have thought that maybe our Aron Kodesh should be just like these Svarim Shranks that we're talking about over here. It should be tashmish to tashmish to kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us absolutely not. That even though the sefer Torah has a mantle on it, as he says, he points out in Yerideya, that's not the same. Efsho de argos shiny, our sefer Torah in the mantle put into an Aron Kodesh are different. She also looks for the Sefer Torah because the mantle was made for the covet of the Sefer Torah, as the Gemara says, Kedisa B'Gemara, Masha'en came be'elu atevo, she also irak l'shmir ba'alma, as opposed to our Svarim Shranks, they're not specifically made over here. If you put them in a chest or in a cubby of some sort, they're not made for cover, they're made to just be secure, that the Svarim should be in a safe place. And therefore, there's a difference between our Aron Kodesh, which is Tashmish to Kedusha, as opposed to where you're putting Svarim into that are just bound books, inside in similar Aron, it would not have the status of Tashmish Kedusha, it would be Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha. The issue for the number 15 brings down that the Vilna Gaon added an important caveat. He says that even in this Tashmish to Tashmish Kedusha, if they were actually touching the Svarim themselves without the binding, they're actually touching the Kedusha, so then it has the status of Tashmish Kedusha. We continue now in the Mechaber. The next item he brings down is V'kisei Shenos in the Love Sefer Torah. What do you mean, this chair that you put a Sefer Torah on? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud explains, Hu Ashulchan She'omed al Abima. We're talking here about the table that we place the Sefer Torah on the Bima, what we call the Shulchan. The after all of Munach Mitpachas, even though that's usually covered with some sort of a covering, the Alam Mitpachas Munach Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah only goes on top of that covering, that cloth, so you could argue that that's really Tashmish the Kedusha, and the table then becomes Tashmish the Tashmish the Kedusha. Nevertheless, in Kena Shulchan Enoel Tashmish the Tashmish, you might have said that that's true. Afi Luhachi, the Mishnah tells us, no, that's not the case. Din Tashmish Kedusha Yeshlo. We consider the table itself, the Shulchan that we put the Sefer Torah on top of, even though there's a covering, that's called Tashmish Tedusha, because sometimes, Mishum Delefamim, Nosin Olav HaSefer Torah below Mitpachas, because sometimes you put the Sefer Torah directly on the table without the covering on the Shulchan. The Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Shaar HaTzion over here in Os Ches, and he says, Va'aftiz Ma'neinu Ein Mot. So he says, it's very rare for this to happen nowadays. Nevertheless, Afil Hochi Pamim Shenishmat Kitzas HaMitpachas. Sometimes the covering of the Shulchan gets displaced a little bit underneath it. Va'ashulchan mishamish ha-sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah actually touches the actual Shulchan. Maybe the cover rides up a little bit, and the Atzei Chaim, or the part of the Sefer Torah, is actually touching the Shulchan. And that's why he says the Ramah doesn't argue on this over here. He agrees with this, as opposed to with the Parochas, he'll disagree with the Mechaber. The issue footnote number 16 asks an interesting question. How come the minhag of the Olam is to put a Siddur or other Svarim on top of the Mappa that's on the Bima? After all, that's Tashmisha Kedusha. How can you use it for a purpose that is less than putting the Sefer Torah on it? So he brings down from Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer Zatzal, Avshin Nechshev is Tashmish Kedusha, even though that has the status of Tashmish Kedusha for certain, Sheminich Veles HaSefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah goes directly on that covering. Nevertheless, Kivin Shenogu Lishtamesh Velenos Mehem, since the Velt has the custom to go and use it for these purposes, the Efshar Lizor Limon Amikach, how can you not put a Siddur on top of the Bima? So Lev Bezdin Masna Lehem, so Bezdin essentially made a Tanai originally when this is used automatically, even if they didn't specifically state so, that you can use it for these purposes. Even though Lo Hisnu came b'mefurish, even though they didn't specifically state so, Kilu Hisnadami, it's as if the Beis Din made such a Tanai. The Truma Sedeshin, however, does bring down that this is really a very dochak type of a position to use the Bima for anything other than the Sefer Torah. And he says, L'chachila, royally hisnos b'mefurish, and if you want to take advantage of this kula to use it because of a Tanai Beis Din, then Beis Din should actually state so. The person who's donating it, or the Gaboyim of the Shul, when they're accepting this, should say they're using this for the Tanai, that you can also put a Siddur on top of it or a Sefer on top of it. But he does point out, La'niach al habima divrei chol, but to put something secular, for example, a hat or something like that, on top of the bima. So Shlomo Zalman brings down, lo roi la'niach al habima, you shouldn't put anything secular on top of the shulchan. That's not allowed. And he says, the Shelus Tshuvas Or Lutzion says the same thing. And he says, brings down by the Chazon Ish, Zatzal, they would actually put another mantle over the mantle that they had on top of the shulchan. And they did this, Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita explains, in order to make sure that the mappa that's there, they could then use for other svarim or a sitter, because that's only now, definitely, tashmishe the tashmishe kedusha, because the real manta that they have for the Sefer Torah is only used for the Sefer Torah. We go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues in his discussion of what are tashmishe kedusha, and he says, uvilon shetol lefnei hechol. What does that mean? The covering that's on, in front of the Aron Kodesh. So in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nidalet explains, Hua Parochas. This is what we call the curtain, the Parochas, that's by the Sefer, by the Aron Kodesh. V'ainu l'minog ha-Talmud, sh'lufamim manichin Sefer Torah ole. Now this is, he says, based upon the minog, in the times of the Gemara, they would sometimes use this to hold the Sefer Torah. They would use the Parochas to hold the Sefer Torah. O sh'yu mechasim ba-Sefer Torah. They would cover up the Sefer Torah, or they would lay the Sefer Torah on top of the Parochas. And therefore, he says, V'nira sh'hoyezeh dover motzi bizmanim. That was very customary in those days, because otherwise, then locane havili tashmish akroy bialma vein alzeh shem tashmish kedusha. Because if you're only going to use it sometimes for the Sefer Torah, that's not something that you would call tashmish the kedusha. But here they said that apparently they would use it on a regular basis to either wrap the Sefer Torah around or put the Sefer Torah on top of it. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we don't never ever use the parochas, the Aron Kodesh parochas, to put the Sefer Torah on top of. We don't use that as a mappa on top of the Shulchan. So Havile Rak Tashmish de Tashmish, the curtain is only serving as a covering of the Aron itself, which serves as the insertion for which you put the Sefer Torah inside. So it's Tashmish de Tashmish. And that's why it says, that's why the Ramah will argue on this din of the Mechaber over here, who says that this is Tashmish de Kedusha. In Sivav, he'll say, no, this is Tashmish de Tashmish de Kedusha. So back to the Mechaber. All of these items that we mentioned at the end of yesterday's share, as well as all of the items from today's share, Yesh ben Kedusha, they all have intrinsic Kedusha to them as Tashmish of the Kedusha, Mitzarech Lagonza, and you must go and closet them away once they're no longer able to be used for their own purposes anymore. Once they're worn out, you must bury them or hide them in some way. That's Mechavadik. He brings down Mishnah Berurah and Sivkan Yud Beis, Ruha Din Mekek Svarim, Umekek Mitbechoseim. The same is true over here for what he calls the mekek of the svarim, or the mekek of the coverings of the svarim. What does he say? Hainu rekev shel svarim. This is like the dust. This is the crumbling stuff that comes off from these svarim. V'mitpacha shenasa yedei ha'tola asu ha'chalotson. And likewise, the coverings that are eaten up by moths or whatever type of insects would eat them up. All of these things over here, they have kedusha to them, so you can't just throw them in the garbage. You have to bury them or treat them with respect in some sort of a way and hide them away. Sivkat Yud Gimel, Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarech Lagonzon, Hainu achash in his balu. After they're worn out, then you hide them away. You bury them or you hide them away. They ain't odim the tashmish and od. They're no longer able to be used for their tashmish that they were previously used for serving the Kedusha, and therefore they're put away in a Bechavadik away. Abiluach Yesh ben Kedusha, they retain their Kedusha, but also the Shtamish ben Olazark. You now use them for some other purpose, and you're certainly not going to throw them away. Valkain, therefore, Yignizain b'makom Mishnah, where you put them in a carefully secure place, a Geniza, as it used to be called, or you bury them. Mashain came tashmish. Tashmish to Tashmish, as opposed to the things that serve these things, afilu ba'odun kayami, even while they're still good and they're being used for such mutu lehonis, but you can use them for secular purposes, lechanal, as we've already explained, and we'll explain further, as long as it's not a disparaging usage. The Ramah adds over here, he says, Hagah, v'davko hadovor shemenichin behen dover akdusha ba'atzmo lefamim o shenasas lechavot. He says, this is all true, that these things are called Tashmish to Kedusha, like the Aron Kodesh. It's only if you put the item of Kedusha inside of it, either itself or on an occasional basis, you put it inside of it, or it's made for the purpose of being put the Sefer Torah inside of, or it's for a purpose of cover for the Sefer Torah. Kigon ha-michsa, shal-akroshim, shal-svarim. For example, the coverings that you put on a top of the coverings that they had on the Sefer. What exactly do we mean by this? So Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat and Yudalit, and he says, the Daf Kedav, we're only talking here about the following, Zach Klal. This is the rule that he's going to tell us now. Anything that actually touches the holy item itself, anything that touches, for example, the actual Sefer Torah, or anything that touches the actual Tefillin, for example, even though it's not purely for covered, it also you need to put it in something to protect it. Like the Aron Kodesh itself, it's not only there for covered, it's there for protection. As opposed to Lafuki Aron Bechoma, as opposed to the wall of the Aron, Shurak L'Shmir Ba'amah, that wall, the back wall, that's purely for Shmira purposes, not for Kavod purposes. Or if it's something used L'Kavod, but if it's something that's used for the Kavod, for example, the Aron Kodesh, even though it's not actually touching the Sefer Torah, because there's a mantle around the Sefer Torah, Kemo, Tase, Kesef, U'Michsal, or examples of silver or other coverings on the krushim, ho'elu munach ha'lekdusha, since they're physically on the kedusha itself, afa pishiyesh esek, even though there's something interpositioning between them and the actual kedusha, nevertheless, these are also still called tashmishe kedusha haba. They are called tashmishe kedusha. As opposed to, the Mishnah Berurah again points out the difference that the Ramah is saying versus the Mechaber, Masha'en came paroche shalonu, as we've already explained, our curtains on our Aron Kodesh, we never use them to actually hold the Sefer Torah. They're there purely for a decorative purpose. And that's purely for the covet of the Aron Kodesh and for the honor of the Aron Kodesh, and they may be expensive. However, it serves actually as a mechitza between the Prochus and the Kedusha, since it doesn't actually touch the Kedusha, and therefore, as we've already pointed out, the Ramah holds that has status of Tashmishe de Tashmish the Kedusha. He tells us to further look in the Bir Halacha, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, which I've already brought down before, and we can see this again in the Dibra Maskil in the Bir Halacha Dafka Hadavish Menichin. He says, "When Bir Hagro Mashma the Kosher no Gab Kedusha Asma, if it even touches the holy thing itself, even though it's not touching most of it, Alva Bishurak Lishmira, even if it's there only for some sort of a protection purposes, that's still called Tashmishe Kedusha." Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this covering on top of the boards, Shadarkonay Lassos Lesvarim Tikshel Kroshim, they would put on top of their Svarim some sort of a wooden cover, and then on top of that wooden cover, Aleim Unimachasim Bemichsel Lenoy Lekovo, they would then put some sort of a beautifying covering on top of the wood, which wasn't so beautiful. And since the whole purpose of this nice, beautiful covering was to beautify and give honor to the Sefer, Lachin Nechsevis Latashmisha Kedusha, so therefore it had the status of being the Tashmish of the Kedusha itself, even though Afsha'ena no gas b'kedusha asma, even though it actually wasn't physically touching the Kedusha itself. But then the Ramah says, Abel also michse shehu lishmaroso, but something that's purely for protective purposes, not for honoring it for beautification. For example, michse shala kroshim lo mikri tashmish. So then if you had some sort of covering on the kroshim in this fashion, that's not for beautification, just purely for protection, that's not called tashmish of the Kedusha, the heavy Tashmish to Tashmish, but it would be Tashmish to Tashmish. The whole Kayosib, is there anything similar to this, as we've already explained, has only the status of Tashmish to Tashmish, which we said a moment ago, that you would even be allowed to use it while it's still in existence, not when it's worn out, when it's permitted to use it for even a secular, non-degrading type of a purpose, because it's Tashmishe to Tashmish to Kedusha, and not the Tashmish of the Kedusha itself. Finally, we'll conclude with the words of the Ramah. He continues and he says, Haga, Yesh Omrim de lo mikri Aron HaKodesh. Why do we define as being an Aron Kodesh? Elam kein hu, kimin arga, she'ena osir rach l'chovet HaTorah. When we talk about an Aron Kodesh over here that the Ramah is explaining, the Mechaber was talking about, it's purely for an Aron Kodesh that's made solely for the purpose of honoring the Torah and beautifying the Torah. However, Aval Aron Haboni Bechoma, however, if you have a built into the wall type of an Aron Kodesh, it's literally part of the wall, Shinasa Lishmira, and therefore it's for protection, Lo Mikre Tashmishe de Kedusha. That doesn't have the status of Tashmish Kedusha. And certainly, Vakosha Kenim Asfar Miskalklimbo, the Mutu Little Mishan, and certainly, if the covering or the encasement of which the Sefer Torah is put inside is going to somehow degrade or destroy the Sefer Torah, that item doesn't have the status of Tashmishe Kedusha, and you're allowed to certainly take the item out from there. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yuzayin explains, and Kain lo yaroi mikara, it wasn't certainly appropriate for that purpose in the beginning. The lo chol olav shem kedusha, it never had the shame of Tashmishe Kedusha. The lo mikri tashmish didei, ela mazik didei, it wasn't serving it, it was destroying it. And in this situation, v'ofen zeh afilu osu l'roi, even if it was beautiful, kivin shu miskalkal, ein olav shem Tashmishe Kedusha, since it's going to destroy it, it won't have the shame of Tashmishe Kedusha upon it, and you can use it for other purposes. In Sivkot and Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sheyesh Cholo Bechoma. We're talking here, for example, there was a hole in the wall, and you put the Aron Kodesh, so to say, in that hole in the wall, so the back of the Aron is now part of the wall. V'u'adinim Nasa came because of Shleitz, and the same thing would be if it was made out of wood. The Bechol Zeh Hevi Keched Be'alma, Kivin Sholonasa, L'Kovod Rach L'Shmira. So it's considered like a separate room, and it doesn't have the status of either Tashmishe Kedusha, because it was made there for purely protective purposes. Dear Shifutin number 22 points out, even if it was specifically made that way originally, and he says sometimes you have these projections that come out from the wall, so the Shevet Alevi brings down Sheino Neser, it still is not considered Tashmishe Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Imosin Aron Eitz Toch Chalol HaChom, if you make some sort of a wooden container inside the hole in the wall over here, also Aron Tashmish Kedusha Hava, that then becomes Tashmish Kedusha. V'kein Sheshichot Chen Chatichas Begi B'soch HaChom Shlo Yiskalkul HaSvarim. Likewise, if you put some sort of a cloth inside of it over there that protects the Svarim, Yeshal also a Begi Shein Tashmish Kedusha. That Begi now has the status of Tashmish Kedusha. Finally, Sivkat Yud Ches, he tells us that you're allowed to take that item away. You take the Sefer Torah out. Umutu Lister also a mokum, and you can destroy that place. It doesn't have the status of Tashmishi Kedusha. And it doesn't have the rule of other Tashmishi Kedusha that you're not allowed to destroy them. You have to hide them away, as we already learned earlier in today's shir. And that will conclude today's shir. Again, we're learning Mitzvah Shem, all of these upcoming shirim, Lili Nismash, my mother, Chana Bas Meir Avrom, may her holy neshama have an aliyah from all learning. Thank you for listening.